One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast, and alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio is my lovely co-host, overall great gal, CFO, just a cool chick.
Oh, gosh.
On her phone still. Hasn't gotten off her phone since we started.
I got a Patreon Zoom to promote.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Well, we usually do that in about 5 minutes, so
hello.
you gotta put that right there. There you go.
Really?
Dressed in teal.
Really?
This looks like something I would wash my face with. This is nice.
Mm-hmm. I knit it myself.
Your grandma's coaster. Mom turned it into a shirt. Ooh, mm-hmm. That is not a nice touch, but you are lovely.
It's vintage.
It's
not supposed to feel nice.
Single stitch. Anyways, weird start. I was distracted because Mel wouldn't get off her phone. Good to see all of you, everybody. Okay. Mel's pounded her Gibraltar from Public Square. Mm-hmm. I botched the whole intro. Andy's here. We're all here. We're feeling good in the neighborhood.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Applebee's. It's holding on. It's holding on.
We lost lobster.
We lost our local claim jumper. My dad will never come back.
They're dropping like flies. R.I.P. chains.
Mm.
Yep. Good for the whole family.
What do you think is like the next chain to go down? Do you think cheesecake is in question?
I think that's a little more high end. We've got an Olive Garden. This is all just in our local mall. I go to the mall a lot because I drop my daughter off at the mall and I pick her up from the mall, and so I'm in the mall parking lot.
Yeah.
Watching the restaurants close.
Yeah. Olive Garden will be representative of the death of family in America.
Yeah. We lost Islands at our mall. So I think Islands. Is on the
Islands
fence.
Islands was never a big one though, right?
No,
it was big, but not like Red Lobster big.
Sure, not like Red Lobster. I think you're onto something with Olive Garden.
I think it's these mid-range ones that are dying. Like, the low ends will survive because everybody needs a cheap meal. Mm. But the high ends, I don't see if P.F. Chang's going anywhere, because P.F. Chang's is still kind of like, you'd still go to a P.F. Chang's on a homecoming date.
So
or
I
an
think,
occasion.
Yeah.
So
nice Chinese food.
Yeah. I like Chang's.
It's great. I like it.
Yeah. I like PF Flyers. I like PF Chang's. That's all only
I miss. Payway. That was their fast food or fast casual version.
It was their Panda Express.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that was nice. Great. But that's
Panda's not going anywhere forever.
No.
I mean, literally the panda I ate 8 years ago, still in there. It's formed into an actual panda, I think. It's just...
What about
Panda Express made with now made with real panda?
No, those are way too rare.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, because panda got so big, that's why they're rare now. We ate all the pandas. What if that came out? There was a really
kangaroo was Jack in the Box.
There was this really great. That's right. This really great. PETA made a big billboard ad, and it had all these animals in the line. You know, it was like cows and pigs and dogs and bunnies and stuff. And they're like, "Where do you draw the line?" And did you see this yet? Yes. And unfortunately, like idiots, they put chicken, cow, and pig next to each
all
other.
Together in
and
a
then
corner.
The next one was like cat. And so someone just drew the line. And they're like, right here. We just draw the line right here. I don't mind saying you should or you shouldn't, but I'm just saying societally, that is where we have drawn the line. Yeah.
Ohio went up and erased it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're eating the dogs with the cats. All right. We are not a political comic. Nope. That can stay in, but I'm not talking about it. Anyway, so
we were talking about chain
Olive Garden's
going
because they've been feeding. They've been putting real pandas in the Olive Garden. No. Olive Garden, I could see going. Applebee's feels like
kind of the Chili's, Applebee's.
Chili's is an interesting one because Chili's is in the line of like a Buffalo Wild Wings where people still like gather there a lot. To me, it feels like you want to go to the Chili's. You know, it's like very like cultural.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings is interesting. I don't think I feel like they're on the rise because they have all the TVs.
Well, all the ads.
They make all the ads, and it's where people go to watch things. You know, it's.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there like once, but sure. I mean, like all of those kind of fall on the line of sports bars.
That's true. The sports bar, you know, seems safe.
I'm trying to think.
What are the other ones? I mean, I think they're closing some Best Buys as far as the other chains go. It doesn't matter. It'll be interesting. You guys tell us. I'm curious to see.
Oh, we just had a pet store close.
A Petco?
So no, just in our little like SDSU parking lot. Strip mall, the pet store closed. And I was like, I think people are just buying stuff online.
Right, right.
You know?
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
Speaking of which, Mel mentioned here today, I mean, if you guys were listening back a year and a half ago, we were having a hot, small pets debate.
And a lot of people wrote in.
A lot of people.
A lot of great advice.
Turtle, fish, guinea pig. Mouse,
iguana,
the lizard, bird, all the types.
Yeah.
We got a bunny. Bunny's still going strong.
We have had to bring the bunny in when it's been getting hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bunny doesn't like anything in the 90s, I read. Really anything north of like 85. High 80s. It's like, and they'll just die. We could tell one day because the way she was sprawled.
Oh, they lounge. Like,
yeah.
You know what you do is you just freeze a water bottle.
Yeah, we did the water bottle.
We do that.
Yeah.
She doesn't always understand that she needs to lay against the water bottle.
She gets it now,
bottle.
I think. But you put her out one day for her like larger cage time.
She's got a fence. She can run around and she does her jumps and stuff. But I brought her out, you know, in the evening. The sun had set. She just laid there. And I was like, okay, you're conserving energy.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not moving.
You're pretty lethargic. We're going to bring in the AC for a little bit. Thankfully, we got her back outside. But I like that. But I'm the only one who will like, I like letting Bunny run on the whole yard. I'll just kind of trail her. Because there's a couple spots where she could get under a fence.
She hides everywhere,
And there's a very annoying bush that she can get in, you know. Your bunnies roam free? No, you got to, they'll dig.
They'll run off.
The reason that you guys have a bunny is because we would let our bunnies roam free.
That's right. Okay. Tell me more. Anyways, our bunny's going strong. So anyways, thanks for tuning into the pod. Everybody have a great week.
Bye.
Just bunny update. All right. We got a lot of business to get to here, guys. We got a lot of business to get to. We got a weekend recap. We got to talk about some parent and teen stuff. We got a little article that I want to do. We got some emails. We'll see if we get to any of it. But before we do, I want to let you guys know about some upcoming comedy club dates that I got. This weekend, I'm going to be in Appleton, Wisconsin. As you pointed out, I've been to Appleton
so many times.
It's one of these cities that it's weird that there's a comedy club there because it's like 20, 30 minutes outside of Green Bay, and Green Bay's not a big city, and Wisconsin's just such good people and such good. It's just one of these clubs that is it always existed. There's a couple cities in America that weirdly have a club, and you keep going to them. And mm-hmm. Appleton, like, for me, it's just weird that I've been to Appleton, like, five times. I've been to Appleton, like, close to the same amount of times I've been to, like, Chicago, which yeah. is funny. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I'll be there for five shows this weekend. And then the following weekend, we're going to Austin for another five shows. October 11th through 13th, 18th through 20th, Louisville, Kentucky. And then at the end of the weekend for my 40th birthday weekend, actually, at Salt Lake City, yeah. end of the month, mm-hmm. October mm-hmm. 25th and 26th. Snatch up tickets to that. You know, I do well in Utah. What can I say? It's not really a big surprise there. Mm-hmm. November 2nd, Oxnard. 8th, Bakersfield. 13th, Springfield, Missouri. 22nd, 23rd, Raleigh. 24th, Chattanooga. 27th, Everett, Washington. In December, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Spokane. Phoenix to close out the year. And then into January and beyond, we have January, Indy. February, Denver and St. Louis. Columbia, Missouri. Then we have Toronto, Ontario. And then newly on sale, it's my furthest one out. We have more coming. Eugene, Oregon, baby. Mm-hmm. They opened a club. The Olsen Run Comedy Club. May 2nd through 5th. Eugene, baby. Home of the Ducks. University of Oregon.
Yep. You also have some cities almost.
La Jolla is on sale soon. We're doing another San Diego play January 3rd through 5th. That should be on sale soon. Mm-hmm. Lexington, Kentucky's coming on sale soon. We are working on, for next spring, Providence, Rhode Island, which is great. Love me some Northeast. What was the other one we just booked? There's another one.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know. It's like in April.
There's stuff. It was Lexington. I already said it. So Anyways, there you guys go. Yep. More dates coming. I like when people are like, you on tour? Always. Literally always on tour. Also, Mel's got a Patreon Zoom. She finally put her phone down.
Yeah. Got off my phone to do a podcast.
Yeah.
I think I'm hilarious.
What was it? Yeah, say this, and then you said something that made you laugh so hard yesterday.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, well, good podcast content here that I just brought up something that neither of us remembered.
Cool.
Let's get these views up, baby.
Our October Patreon Zoom is going to be on Sunday, October 13th, 3 o'clock Pacific time.
I think I'm in Austin then.
I believe you are.
Think I'll go to Austin.
Nope, you're in Springfield, Missouri.
No, that's November.
Oh, you're right. Well, it's
dummy.
That's the 13th.
To quote our daughter.
Of November.
Dummy. Dummy. They like to call each other dummy. They like to call each other biggie. It's not good.
That one doesn't go over well.
No? No? People don't like being called big?
They don't. Also, rat.
You rat. That's when she's really mad. Dummy's a silly one.
Yeah, dummy's silly. Dummy. Rat is...
Rat is them holding a curse word in, so I don't hate it, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, everybody, enjoy the pod. See you next week. Mel's got it from here. A Mel solo episode would be unbelievable.
No, let's not.
Facebook group. Do it. I wonder if it'll be like that. Remember in Wayne's World when Wayne leaves and Garth doesn't know what to do, and he's just like starts backing up and stuff. A Mel solo episode would be.
No. One time you were sick and we were like, should I go in the studio and like tell everyone?
Yeah.
And then we were like, Andy can do it.
I think we should do one that's like a special release. Like a Patreon Zoom or a Patreon perk.
I actually like I think it would be really funny, like a producer cut of all the times that I ruined the bit.
Yeah.
Now that's a lot of work, but it would just like the salmon.
Dustin tried to set something up and
then I talked about salmon.
Yeah.
So all time great.
Yeah. You're a real weirdo, Mel.
I know.
I like it. I'm a big fan.
I know.
You said yesterday, you're like, it's not easy being me.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said is I was sad and then I got you sad and then I was less sad.
Yeah, you know, when you're sad, it's nice to be sad with somebody. Because when you're sad by yourself, now what are you? Lonely.
And, well, you're just kind of stuck.
Yeah, you're lonely. You're...
I don't think you have to be lonely if you're sad. But misery loves company.
If you're the only one feeling sad... What are you saying right now? If you're sad... And the people aren't feeling the same one. Now you're lonely.
You're feel alone in that your feelings. AKA, I don't think you have to be lonely when you're sad. I think you're sad.
I know.
Okay, fine. You're lonely.
No, but do you
sad.
Get what I'm? If you're the only one that feels that emotion,
I get what you're saying. I don't think you have to be lonely if you're sad.
Mel and I have been fighting about. I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it up.
Don't.
Mel needs to get her eyes checked.
Oh.
Andy, how often are you supposed to go to the optometrist?
Once a year?
Once a year.
He has glasses.
It's not a dentist thing. It's not if you need them thing. It's you're supposed to get your eyes checked every couple of years. Now this is a you're so mad.
I am ready to talk. So as you know, we were gone four nights. We returned two ants. Ants in our house, yeah. Ants in our cars.
I don't know if people know that it's after we were gone, but yes.
It was very hot.
We had ants in the van, everybody. Ants were in the van.
And everyone likes, between Dustin and I, Dustin's like, I dealt with it. And then I'm like, I dealt with it. And the truth is we both did in various forms and times. Mm-hmm. I was the one driving around on the weekends getting bit by ants. Yeah.
I was driving during the week getting bit by ants. The ants were not a solo problem for you. Everyone dealt with the ants.
Okay, but on the weekends, I was the one.
Yeah, but I dealt
with it
on the weekdays. What's the difference?
So the difference is that you would come home. This is, okay, if you have a partner who's gone for 3 or 4 days each week, then they return and your solo problems become a couple
this
problems.
This was never a solo problem.
Or a family problem.
This is...
Sure, whatever.
You tell your version of the story, then I'll tell my version.
So the point is that I was dealing with a problem all weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got a new thing. It's working. The ants are gone. And then you saw some ants and you told me I needed to get my vision checked. And I did not appreciate that my weekend problem had now become a healthcare problem. As well as a smearing on our van ceiling or like the windows, and I've been dealing with this smear and I've been cleaning the smear and it's not going away. And again, this reinforced that I need to get my eyes checked. And I get it. I should get my eyes checked. We had
That's the first time you've said that. Okay. We've been fighting about this for 2 weeks, and that's the first time you said
that. We had some weird health care for a couple of years during the pandemic. It did not cover much.
Eye care's
also,
never covered, barely.
Also, I turned 40, and now I have to get all these like deep cleanings from the dentist, mm-hmm. and my jaw's driving me crazy.
Right.
I got the biggest lecture in the world from my hygienist, and I have so many appointments, and I have to apply to colleges with my son, and he's a senior, and it's Christmas is approaching, and the holidays are approaching, so I need to push this off into the new year.
Right.
Okay, I'll get my eyes checked, but when I'm dealing with ants... I don't want to.
Right.
So it's... I understand that like you can say something and care about someone and that's how you stay healthy is you have someone in your life pestering you to like get a test and like stay up on appointments.
Well, yeah, and that's like
that's a healthy
should you be doing your back stretches, Dustin? You know, like so you're there's things that we do for each other, absolutely.
So yes. But in the moment nobody wants to get their vision thrown at them. I mean, this is like when you're, you know, grandpa stops hearing well and everyone's like yelling at him and,
yeah.
and then everyone's angry and frustrated.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, ah, you won't wear his hearing aids.
Yes. That is that is a very accurate telling of the story. What from my brain what happened, because everything Mel just said is correct. The ants and the vision are two separate issues. Unfortunately, the ants were kind of what cued my brain to kind of go on this trail of like, man, when was the last time Mel got her vision checked? And not like you need, like you're blind as a bat. Go get that. Yeah. It wasn't that.
It was before I went to Nashville.
Yeah.
I had to get a new pass, or not, I had to get a new real ID.
Right.
Like a
right.
driver's license.
Yeah. So yeah. there was that. And then, so I go, you don't see something that I saw, and I go, oh, I wonder if, and then you mentioned the smeared van, and you mentioned driving
it's
at
just
night.
A streak.
And I was like, that's yeah. not been a huge issue for me. I wonder if, and then I go, Mel's 40 now, and Mel's mom wears glasses, and at a certain point, everyone wears glasses. It just, the day yeah. comes for glass. So it goes on this, but your brain, understandably, was like, you're not even here to help with this. I'm getting bit by ants, man. This is not about me needing glasses. But as any good partner fight is, this sent, like, this offshooted, like, 20 different fights. Like, I kept bringing it up as, like, a joke, which you would laugh at sometimes and not laugh at other times. And then we had the ongoing, then there was the, you're like, well, I get physicals. And I'm like, well, they don't check your vision there. And you're like, no, they do. And I go, now this is a different fight on whether or not a doctor checks your eyes. That's a different fight. I was like, that little thing does not check your vision. And so I went to the side of a room and I held up something. I was like, can you read this? You're like, I'm getting bit by ants. I don't care about your dumb vision test. And I was like, why are you so resistant to this? Because historically, Mel does not receive feedback well. And so I was like, what is this? Is this like a pride thing where you're like, my eyes work? Like, because that doesn't sound like you. But then it's the...
You, I don't have time for this.
I don't have time. And that yeah. makes sense. That, to me, is the best argument that a parent has for anything, of just like, I don't have time for one more appointment. Because you are right now, we are at this like major crossroads of life where we are like, what do we do with money? Like, things are better for us career-wise than they've ever been. But we also are staring down the barrel of a kid going to college next year, maybe. And then the next two.
And then the next one starts yeah. driving. And then suddenly we need to own four cars.
Yeah. because you're like, we have the two and then the thing. And then the middle one will start driving. Does Joel get a car if he leaves? What is it? And then is he going to run in college? There's like a lot of, and like, are we going to rent again in July? Do we have time to move? Yeah. Like, are we going to do a thing for a trip and holiday? There's a million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things where so that
and for work we're always 9 months to a year ahead.
Yeah, like, I mean, I just promoted yeah. a May date for yeah. you guys. And reality mm-hmm. is I have dates for next July. Like,
yeah. mm-hmm.
So, anyways, there's just a million things like that that you're just like, dude, what do I do? I don't have time to go get my eyes checked. But let the record show, I noticed the ants. I killed a bunch of ants myself. I was the first one to go to the store to get those little ant traps, and I started looking into different things that you could do, and we had a guy deep clean the car. That was all led and initiated by me. So that was the second fight where you're like, I'm doing the ant problem. I'm like, listen, I took the first few steps. I was dealing with this ant thing first. I actually got in the car and dealt with the ants when there were more ants than you'd ever seen in that car. Because I was the first
one
to.
Why does that matter?
I know, but it matters because here comes the fight. Because you made it sound like you were the only one who did anything about the ants. So that's when I took offense.
Yeah,
because
that's not what I meant.
I know, but that's an ongoing fight that we have of when we get, you're like, well, you just leave. And that's another fight where we have where like, well, you don't do any, when you're real mad.
Yeah, well, I do think.
And I'll be like, you're right. I don't do anything. I don't help in any way. This is when we're really spiraling.
What I mean about like if you have like a firefighter spouse, like they're gone 3 or 4 days and they come back and they're like, we need to clean out this drawer. you know, yeah. or like this system isn't working. Yeah. Why do the kids do this?
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, these are great questions, great thoughts. You're probably, yeah, we could get rid of half this drawer, but I don't want to right now.
This is not a top my priority list.
And
yeah.
I think what, might have just said this to myself, but there's a time when you're like, hey, I'm not looking for feedback on this.
Right, right.
Like, let's just,
yeah.
Let's just focus on the ants.
Yeah. That's what I say. That's what I say to you anytime I get a haircut and you just yeah. look at it and I mm-hmm. go, I don't want your feedback. Whatever you, yeah. whatever you're going to say is going to hurt my feelings.
Well, and sometimes
I got the one I got. There's nothing we can do about it.
There is something like with like outfits too.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm going to wear this yeah. no matter what.
We have one right now with a headshot that I like, and you're like, it needs to be tweaked. And I'm like, I like it. And you're like, well, I'm going to tweak it. And you're like, okay. Well, I mean, if you do that, and I like the tweaked version, I will use that. But yeah. this is not, we're.
Well, this is like a couple in business.
Yeah.
You know?
I got, well, yeah. I bought a couple, I think it's a couple thing too. I mean, I got a couple cheap pair of sunglasses yesterday, and I do not want to know your thoughts on them. I don't.
I know that.
but we know that after 20 years of marriage. That's what I mean.
It only took 20 years.
I mean year 18 you'd have been like, "Oh, they're kind of small on your face." And I'm like, "Don't. I like them fine. These work for me." You've had at times where you'll come out wearing something and I'll kind of look at you and you'll be like, "Don't say anything."
Yeah.
You know what it is I think one thing that we can grow is 20 years. You shouldn't get feedback unless they ask for it.
Unless it's positive?
No, unless they ask for feedback.
Yeah.
If they want feedback on something.
Feedback is negative.
Not always. No,
I'll run
clips and jokes by you.
Yeah.
If they're not soliciting feedback, I'm only giving positive to you. Or silence.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in general in life, you shouldn't give feedback unless you're asked because people 100%. Don't receive it.
Yeah.
Or they don't listen to it.
What about breath? What about breath to a friend or...
Oh, gosh.
Or BO?
That's really dicey.
Everyone says they want really to dicey. Know. I don't think you really do.
This is my... this is the bodysuit. You know? Nope. My body student.
Oh,
Target.
No one told you, yeah.
Nobody, it's such an awkward moment, but yeah. nobody wants to be, like, confront the awkwardness yeah. of it.
Maybe it was a choice. Maybe it was a choice.
Maybe.
Well, anyways, the bunny's alive.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I think we resolved that nicely. But
well,
just so you know,
it's not a fight right now.
No, it's not, but it was.
Yeah.
The reality is all the things can be true. You probably do need to get your vision checked for your own health because it's a thing that you have to do. I brought it up in the worst way possible. You know, it's a multiple things can be true.
You're adding a problem to a problem.
You dealt with the ants. I dealt with the ants. For the record, the ants are gone. I've not seen an ant in a while, which is good because we're going to a concert with friends and I'm driving and on Monday and I'm like, hey, we're taking the ant van.
Ant van. Ant man has a van.
It's yeah. So anyways, thanks for everyone that coming out to Boston, by the way. Weekend recap. These are my smoothest segues ever. Somerville. We went at the Crystal Ballroom. Boston might be like my highest percentage of like great fans in a city. Like,
we have a lot of patrons in Boston.
That's what I'm saying. We have a lot of patrons in New England, Boston area. Some of like the OGs, like Carrie. Carrie's been a fan forever.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie was a fan when our Patreon Zoom hang was like
her and us.
Her, Demarius, Courtney, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
The Harrises have been in there, but they're always moving around the world. Sometimes the people will be blown away that I'll like know their fans' names. I was like, I only had them back then. You know, it's like
you only had 10 fans.
These are friends that the majority of people I like, you know, I hover hand.
Yeah.
And some fans will just straight up hug. Cause I'm like, I mean, I've been seeing you on and off for years, you know, at shows. So.
I mean, it is fun. You have fans who have seen you 7, 8.
It's fun
times
having
now.
People who come and see you new times, and you give them a great show, hopefully, and a lot of new material and unique things happen, and just it's fun as the career starts to grow a little. It's been great, you know. Even things like I'll do the hover hand, and some people know it, and some people don't.
Yeah.
Some people are like, why are they doing it? But every time I do it, I can always see in the line. They're like, there it is. There's the hover hand. You know, that's And some people, by the way, are like, you can touch me. Like, and I'll be like, okay, if that's what you want for the picture, that's fine. The point is, I'm not initiating this puppy. Sometimes I go real cartoonish on it. Mm-hmm. Other times I like to see how close I can get.
True hover.
But like, it was so funny. So Boston was incredible. Thank you guys for coming out. Cool room. I want to do it again. Next time I'm there, I want to just do like a weekend of shows there. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And Somerville's very cool. Like downtown Somerville, it's like, it's right next to, there's a college there. It's not Taft. That's one in California. There's one, it doesn't matter. Tufts? Yeah, maybe.
Tufts is a college.
Yeah, it's right there in Somerville. I think and it's not super far from MIT and Harvard. It's very collegey right there, and it's cool. I liked it a lot. But and then I had a fundraiser gig in Fairfield, Connecticut, which is a suburb of New York, which I didn't know. There's like an hour train ride from there, and it was crazy wealthy. So I made the joke on stage of just like, you guys are doing a great job here with your homeless because I can't find any of them. You've done like, you've housed them. You've done a great job. Like I was texting Helen, the organizer. She's like, yeah, no, the homeless here are housed.
I mean, they have a million facilities.
Yeah, they're doing great. Really good work. So it was really great to do. And it was funny because it was like rich old people crowd. And it's traditionally a good crowd. It was so late. I didn't get on stage till 9. And I was like, some of you guys have not been up this late till this event last year, you know,
because they did a full gala.
Yes.
And then like,
and then an auction. The video, there's always a video, you know.
That's nice.
Great stuff. They're doing great work. Really happy to partner with. They had Roy Wood last year. They had Nate a couple years ago, you know, like.
It's a good organization.
It is a good event. And I mean, rich old people love when you talk about how rich they are. And it's like a thing I've been doing more on like when I'm in like when I was in Brookfield, I was like, this seems like a really nice area. If you live here, congrats on all your success in life. It like works every other day. Like, yeah, we are.
Well, it's like acknowledging, right?
Yeah. I was in that room. I'm like, I actually think this isn't even meant to be a joke. Like just net worth wise, I'm closer to the homeless population here than I am many of you, because that's like a different kind of money. It's one of our homes money, you know.
Do you remember that business lunch in Texas where everyone like owned a startup, like
yes,
like a top 100?
Yeah,
you know?
yeah. Yeah, you're
like, come on, Dustin, get up there.
Yeah, you're like, unless one of you guys like made like bad investments into like crypto, I'm the poorest person in this room, you know, which many of them might have been. So anyways, it was great. I really like New England, and New England in like the in the fall is just as pretty as it gets. So thanks everybody for coming out.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at myself.
Our friend Aaron Chuning got married.
Aaron and Courtney,
former guest here, Aaron Chuning, Aaron and Courtney got married. Congrats to them. They're in London. Claire aced another geography test. She remains top of the fifth grade. She got every country of Asia and the Middle East in one test. That's
She's
a lot.
Still on her streak.
Just the the stands alone, like
Uzbekistan,
Kazakhstan, Pakistan. They are, and then Pakistan, Afghanistan.
There's a couple weird ones.
There's like a I kept wanting to say Kyogrestan. Kyogre is a Pokemon. It's like, but minus like Kyogrestan. And then there's like one that starts with a J, like Yaziristan, I think is what
is it. Kyrgyzstan?
Kyrgyzstan?
I think that's what it is.
Just those alone. That's like six of the 40 she had to memorize, you know?
Yeah.
And there's always a bunch of little islands too. Yeah, she's great. Number one in fifth grade. And then yesterday she passed her to get her blue sash for
martial
kung
arts.
Fu.
Yep.
And it's awesome. Tom Papa has this old bit about like, you don't even realize what your kids were learning, you know?
And
then
she drop them off every week.
She did this like 25 minute of just like memorized stuff of just like, it was really good. She was doing like these triple kicks where she would stay on one foot for a while. She had a pretty high roundhouse kick. You're like, whoa.
She did this form for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, we were like,
all memorized.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they bring in the main guy and he like watches and takes notes. It's very nerve wracking. You're on the mat sitting there. And then she had to do, for the blue sash, she had to do a little grappling match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you have to go against another kid. And you don't have to win. You just have to show. And I'm like, come on, let her win.
Show the
come
skills.
On, help your friend out. She's trying to get her blue sash. But then they get it and they present it to her. And then the most nerve-wracking part is they have to tie it. It's actually pretty complicated to tie those things.
And the new sash has no give to
it. Not broken in. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's took her a bit. She got it tied.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really it was a proud little moment.
It's great.
And then I watched the Seahawks lose on Monday Night Football. Because as a fan of Seattle sports, between the Huskies and the Mariners, the Sonics are long gone. And now the Seahawks losing to that, I feel I may never feel joy again. But it wasn't just me. I had the thought, I was like, Joel goes and watches games with his boys. They always watch Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football. They're all really into football.
Yeah, and they all play fantasy together.
And they all play fantasy together, which is great. So I was like, well, why don't you just invite some friends over? Fast forward, we have 10 seniors in our house, not senior citizens, seniors in high school, and they all came over and I hung out with them because I wanted to watch the game. I roasted Joel a couple times. That got a nice little hit in the group. Joel came and sat next to me for a while. It was pretty cute. It was pretty wholesome. I kept being like, language. And I was just waiting for them to say some things you shouldn't say, but for the most part, they were on behavior. They're on good behavior.
Yep.
They ate so much pizza and wings, big wings crew. And it was great. It was a good hang. It actually made me not care about the game as much, which any time that happens is good.
They were so loud.
Mel kept thinking something was going on. Like, what are they doing? I was like, I think they're just existing. They're just like this.
They're so loud. But, Gloria, they won their volleyball game. She came home, and then we just all, the cats and the women hid in the back of the house.
Where they should be. The men are watching football.
And
woman.
Then the game ended. You said, get out of my house.
The game, when I knew the game was over, so the Seahawks don't score a touchdown on like fourth and goal, and there's like 2 minutes left. We're down two scores. And I go, all right, house is closed. And I just get up, and I'm like, get out.
And they went and played basketball.
And they went and played basketball because when you're that age, you know, life just keeps going.
Yep. So
it was actually a very nice moment. And I was thinking about, I shouldn't say this, but there aren't a lot of like amazing moments, like happy, cute moments when you have teens. It's just not the nature of that age. There are great moments and certainly moments where you're very proud. I mean, we have a son going into his senior year. We were talking about that earlier. That's kind of what people have been sad about around the house lately is we're realizing like, oh man, like tomorrow is senior night and stuff like that. And I was thinking that
it's all the lasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kicking around this thought to you earlier of like, why do parents send their kids off to 4 year? Why do parents send their kids off to 4 year universities? And it's because parenting teens is so hard that you're like, yeah, I'll pay $30,000 a year to get you out of this house.
50,000 Yeah. So you have an RA. I am not your RA anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Some of them are 30 mil. This is a
not
fight.
Not with room and board.
Yeah. This is a fight we've been having.
Maybe if you're getting academic merit.
For the record, you did cut off a bit there again. I mean, it was
I'm
so
sorry.
You did it to make it to make it to
yeah,
be
I
like
know.
To make sure
know.
People know how bad this is. Or this is
okay. You don't have to attack me. I'm sorry.
I'm not. I didn't mean to attack you. I think it's funny. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to attack you. This is a classic fight that Mel and I have. Is I'll downplay and you'll overplay.
No, I know. I'm sorry. It's pretty hard to get college for 30K.
Right. I know.
Yeah,
but that's not an important detail to what I'm saying.
You're right. But as the person who's in the numbers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, how about the person who makes the income?
You're dead.
I mean, can you see the other side of the pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have pressure on me, too. Because, like, I don't mean to say that you couldn't make that money, because I know you could. But in our current setup, I am the one who goes and literally physically earns the money. I don't have some email
I
sent.
But our name is equally on the business.
I agree with that step. That's what I mean. I think that this is an equal load. I don't think that you necessarily care. Now, okay. You are in the weeds more.
Listen. It was just a reaction. You ever said something you regret? just do it's it
good.
Again.
No. I don't know. I don't want you to. I think it's a good moment. I like it. But going back to the point. Yeah. I'll say, yeah.
I'm just hyperventilating over here.
Yeah, that Gibraltar's really hitting. Yeah.
It's just, if you have a senior in high school, you're having a lot of like detailed money talks.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Unless you're like crazy wealthy.
So
it's
a bit of a trigger.
Yeah.
That is why 30K
totally fair.
Triggered me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fair. You're like, get the number right. But again, going back to the point, parenting teens is so hard that you would consider sending them away for 50 grand a year. Like, that's how hard.
They're like, it's a steal.
It's a steal. Yeah, because by the end, they're just fighting you so much and they want their independence. And you're just like, I have this other adult roommate at this point. Just go.
Now, you're still going to worry. Like so much,
right?
If they're gone at a university, but there's a different person who's kind of like checking in with them every day.
Yeah,
you know, like, did you do your homework?
Yeah,
did you take the trash out? You know, are you getting enough sleep? You know, but it's normal.
It's normal.
It's just our first, so it's a new normal for us. Yeah,
you're right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there. We'll have more thoughts on this in the coming month because we had a big sad and then we worked it out. But we're still, you know, unpacking why it was the sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you get hit with a lot of emotions senior year that you didn't expect.
Well, and when you're sad and not everyone else feels it, you feel lonely. For 30K a year. And you should get your eyes checked.
And who cares about the ants?
Are you going to let me call this episode Mel Needs to Get Her Eyes Checked? For 30K a year, you can get your eyes checked.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, that's not soft. All right, guys. Today, October started. It's here, baby. October is here. This is, this is something that we are.
This is great.
This is very funny. And I think, I would love to hear people's thoughts on it, too. But you and I have noticed this trend, and now it's backed with some data. Why exactly are millennials and Gen Z so obsessed with autumn, pumpkins, and Halloween? We've noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. We are in the rise of autumn. Absolutely. Fall is skyrocketing right now. And it goes on to talk about because it's the rise of social media and it's a chance to showcase individual creativity. And it says because of a rise of nostalgia, because it makes us remember being kids and remembering simpler times. In other words, millennials and Gen Z are pretty bummed out about how their adult lives are going.
That's all we got.
Take me back to costumes and candy. No more pandemics. Just Pez.
Simpler times.
I don't want to I don't want to hear about debates of whether or not there are whether or not I should get a vaccine. I just want to worry about whether or not there's this candy is laced with drugs. Take me back to costumes. Take me back to these masks, not these ones. I'm tired of the economy crashing. I don't want to worry about rent or job. Just take me back to simpler times. I think it's very interesting because it is, there is like, it's now, of course, our boomers are capitalizing on it and they're like, sure, we'll get on, we'll capitalize this baby. We'll put a bunch of money into this. But I think it is interesting. I think that there's something kind of like subtle about it, but also like that makes a ton of sense. But I think one of it is that, I mean, personally, I think millennials and Gen Z are just like, we are more nostalgic and we also like are a very like live in the moment type generation of just like, hey, it's fall and this is great. I am going to stop and smell the spices, you know?
Stop and smell the pumpkin spice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that's well said because I think Gen Z and millennial have just embraced the seasons more.
Yeah.
Like the holidays. We're like, no, we're going to be happy because it's September.
Yeah.
Or it's October. Or I don't have to have a kid to go to a pumpkin patch.
Yes.
You know, like if I want an apple pick, I'm going to apple pick. Like if I want
to
get a scarf.
Not only do I not need a kid, the only thing I need to bring to the pumpkin patch is a photographer. Because I like fall, and maybe I'm a single adult, but it doesn't mean I don't like fall.
I can have cowboy boots even if I don't, you know, own a farm.
Even if I'm not a little cowboy. if I'm a big cowgirl, not big. I don't mean it like that. Adult cowgirl. That's worse, actually. Wow, that just kept getting worse.
I think Gen Z.
No easy way to say that, is there? Yeah.
I think Gen Z and millennial are just like, they're like, I'm going to pay millions of dollars to go to this Taylor Swift show and get a sparkly dress.
Yes.
And you can't tell me otherwise. And then I'm going to post about it and I'm going to tag my friends and post the music because I want to.
Well, millennials.
And so there's like a lack of, there's no shame.
Yeah.
In being the Disney adult or liking pumpkin spice, like they're like, let me have this.
100%. Well,
I'm gonna have it.
What,
you know,
what millennials and go ahead.
I'll say Gen Z has no shame unless they're shaming millennials.
That's no. Yeah. I don't agree with that anymore. But I'm gonna save it for a future. Yeah. I'm gonna save that for a future rant in a future episode. I agree with that, but it's changing.
Yeah.
Now, what I was gonna say was, millennials and Gen Z don't have a lot of hope for our future. So we tend to live in the moment.
And everyday pleasures.
Yes.
You know?
So because we don't look a lot forward to our future, we tend to live in the moment and romanticize the past. Because
these are coping mechanisms.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. The past and the present are kind of all I have for sure.
So if you're not going to have a down payment.
Yeah.
On a house, then you can buy the Halloween costume.
So someone please get me this Beetlejuice costume.
So I can go to the theater and watch it for the third time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And go trick-or-treating. Yeah. I mean, and our parents didn't even trick-or-treat with us as soon as they couldn't. They were out.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, all right, go, you know.
No, it's a total shift because like a lot of adults dress up now.
100% they do, yeah.
And
but millennials and Gen Z.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think you just, you don't have to have a child to participate in Halloween.
Right.
Whether or not you're going to an adult party or you're just dressing up to dress up.
It's great. You know? It's a good time. So, it's a good time to be alive.
It's nice. Yeah. Why not?
We did it yesterday walking into a grocery store. They had a bunch of pumpkins and spices and stuff out. And we're like, this smells great.
Yeah. They had this like long hallway and they, I mean, they must have put like 200 of those pine cones.
Yeah.
The cinnamon pine cones. The whole hallway smelled like cinnamon and it was awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, that grocery store goes all out.
Yeah.
I mean, they have like a million decorations up.
Yeah.
It's fun. You know, you're going to buy more because you're in a better mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So it works.
It also makes a ton of sense that our generation is not like scared of Halloween because you're like, you know what's scary? Life.
Real life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our futures. Boomers and Gen X are like, oh, it's kind of a spooky, kind of a scary holiday. And we're like, mm-mm, baby, no. The world you've left us is scary.
Boomers may not own a costume, but they own like five Spirit Halloweens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like, I got to go visit this haunted house because this is the closest to owning a house I'm going to get.
All the houses are haunted.
Yeah. Clip it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All right, guys, we got a couple of little things we're going to get to. Some follow-ups. We were talking a little bit about the mall versus the shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
They got into this on the old Facebook group, and
this is the Dustin Nickerson comedy
fan page
on Facebook.
Yeah, there's some people. Dustin Nickerson comedy fans is a good time over there. It's a lot of people who go to shows, and you guys discuss the pod and all that kind of stuff. This was from good old Damaris. My hot takes on malls versus shopping centers. If you can park and walk directly into a store and instead, the majority of stores require at least a 5-minute walk through a maze of other storefronts. It's a mall. I will walk a mall. I rarely walk shopping centers. And then John, another longtime fan, said, wouldn't it be the same logic as a hotel versus motel? If a store opens the hallway, it's a mall. If it outside, it's a shopping center. And then Elizabeth said, shopping center, a.k.a. strip mall. Long row with a parking lot in front, more than likely is a grocery store and an anchor store in the middle. The grocery store is funny. I think, people are in a similar vein of thought there as we were going.
I do think, it's a little different in warmer climates because they have outdoor malls.
Yeah.
But they call them outdoor malls. Yeah. So
and this is from Sarah, Sarah's email is from westmont.edu here. Speaking of $50,000 a year.
Try 70.
Yeah. I knew you were going to.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm making fun of myself.
Mel, I set you up knowing you were going to do that joke. This is what my, and I knew you were going to love making that joke. I'm pulling the strings over here. I loved that. I loved every second of that.
Someone's been Googling how much college
exactly.
costs.
This is from Sarah, Mall versus Shopping Center. Hi. I was listening to your most recent episode, and I think the parking is key. I started this before Dustin specified the walking, but I think a shopping center is built around a parking lot. So there's an outdoor parking lot and around all the edges that are individual stores. A mall has a separate parking lot, whether mall is an indoor or outdoor. As Dustin said, you're not crossing a parking lot to get in from another store. You're walking around connected stores. Mm-hmm. It's good. Yeah. Because on a shopping center, you'll enter into the store. and then that's the store, and then you leave. A mall, you just always enter through the Nordstrom or the Sears or the Macy's, the end one. That was always my move, right? Mm-hmm. You go down to the end. What about you? How do you enter a mall? I always like to park by the far end store.
Oh, yeah. I guess it'll differ depending on the mall.
Yeah.
Based on where mm-hmm. I want to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
but,
that's true.
But typically, yes, you want to like walk through the nicest part. Like I did always walk through the Nordstrom first. Because I think the smell is like, mm-hmm. oh, that's what it smells like to be at the mall.
Yeah.
Until you get to Wetzel's.
Yeah, that's the smell of everything. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do a couple more emails here. Did we talk about nicknames? Because we got some emails about nicknames. We must have.
We did. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, high school, right? Did we talk about high school nicknames?
I don't remember talking about nicknames, but listen.
I think that's how we got there.
I make a lot of content. Subject.
I think my high school nickname came out.
Oh, yeah. Meatless.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about it regardless now. This is from Melanie.
Okay.
Probably nicknamed Mel, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Subject, Dusty Nikki. Mm. Hi, I love your podcast. What's up?
This was on the last episode.
Oh.
Because we called Dusty, how you would use that name at Starbucks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I love your podcast because I feel like you're describing my life. I was just talking to my sister and asked her if she listened to your podcast. And she said, oh, Dusty Nikki. Not sure if she should be giving you a nickname, but I'll probably forever be calling you that. Hope this isn't offensive. Melanie. P.S. I'm glad you're coming to Canada, but maybe next time come to Ottawa because then I can come see you in person. Toronto is just way too much city. I look forward to hearing how it goes, though. Melissa feels the same way. Melissa's over cities. Dusty Nikki, listen, if you listen to the podcast, you can call me whatever you want. I don't care. Thank you.
Thank you, Melanie.
And this is another one on emails. Or another email right here. This is from Sophia, longtime fan. Sophia's down in San Antonio. She's been a fan for a long time.
Awesome.
Hey, Dustin. Sorry, subject, high school nicknames. Hey, Dustin, Mel, and Andy. Longtime fan of the show and Dustin's stand-up comedy. I totally get the desire to be noticed enough in high school to accept a less than stellar nickname. Oh, yeah, that's what we were mm-hmm. talking about. Mm-hmm. Sophia's a rough one for nicknames. But when my dive teammates called me Sofa, I totally embraced it. I had it embroidered on my team windbreaker, which is a very moment of timing.
Yeah.
You love it.
I love a team item.
You love a team thing. You love embroidery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You so happy right now.
Thank goodness my closest friend eventually settled on Soph instead and still calls me that to this day. I like that one much better. Oh, and even funnier, the dive team was the only sport I participated in high school, and for only one reason, because I was a marching band kid, and in my high school yearbook, they put the wrong name for me on our team picture. Why wouldn't have they gotten it wrong on my marching band photo instead? Love the banter, especially when Andy joins in. Mel, I hope to meet you at a show in San Antonio one day so we can overshare and be Perfect. Mean to our sensitive, dotting husbands together. Keep up the great work. P.S. I included the yearbook photos for your amusement.
Okay, I can't
Sophia.
See them super well.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a very...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I love how... Yes, she did correct the name.
Yeah. It's funny. Funny.
Amazing.
Okay,
man.
One more.
That is so good.
That's great. One more email, and parents, you'll know exactly what this means. There's going to be Santa talk in this. Plan accordingly.
All right.
Subject. Did you read this email?
No.
This is from Hannah. The Nickersons who stole Christmas. Once again, parents, there's going to be Santa talk in this. If you're listening with your kids, there's going to be Santa talk in this. The Nickersons who stole Christmas. Hello! I found your podcast while listening to Nateland. This is a mother of two girls, 9 and 10, and instantly became one of my favorites. After listening to a few recent episodes, I went back and started listening at the beginning. I was driving us to my daughter's basketball game and decided to put on your podcast. I was on episode 18, and it was about the holiday traditions with Aaron Weber, John Christ, and Jenny Jennings. Unfortunately, I did not listen to it ahead of time. I did not think about the fact that Santa would be brought up. And the... Oh! That's funny. That was funny timing.
That was like...
time to feed the beast. Unfortunately, in a Christmas episode, who knew? When all of a sudden I hear, do you guys do Santa in your house? Followed by, yes, I let my kids believe in Santa. Of course, my kids.
No.
Of course, my kids picked that moment to pay attention. Immediately asked me what they meant. I told them that some people just don't believe in Santa and tried to move on. I know I only have another year or two doing the Santa thing, so I'm desperately hoping that they accepted my explanation and forgot during the commotion of the game. Thanks for giving me something to laugh at while I work, as as cleaning houses is not the most fun job. Hannah. Hannah, sorry.
Our bad.
It's very early on in the podcast, and we now are better about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, where we're just like, do you? And mindful of the fact that we are a podcast that people listen to in front of their kids, thus the extensive spoiler alert on that. But, yeah. You know, what are you going to say?
Well, I'll say, in addition, you know, Tooth Fairy trigger warning with that, because this year... Mm-hmm. So we, the Tooth Fairy,
Andy's
know,
gonna tell Mercedes forgot. The Tooth Fairy's not real this year.
Yeah. Our very excited 7-year-old finally lost like his two front teeth that he's been wanting to, because he was like a pacifier kid, so he had like stains on his front tooth for his entire life. So he was so excited he lost his front tooth. Not at the same time, but very similar.
Right.
Well, Tooth Fairy, unfortunately, got in traffic or something.
Right,
that
right.
Night.
Yeah.
Got held up.
Mm-hmm. Tooth Fairy has ADHD. Yes. Forgetful.
Yep. Totally. So we had to make a phone call to make sure that, like, you know, maybe tomorrow night, you know, they'll be able to make it. And so,
yeah.
That being said, this creator decides that he's going to fake sleep most of hours. And then ultimately, mm-hmm. next day, he's just like, well, I know who the Tooth Fairy is.
You know, the Santa also bites back if they won't sleep on Christmas Eve.
Right, right.
And then you're like, I kind of want to break it to you that you need to go to sleep so that Santa can come.
Yeah, we'll have a lot to discuss about Christmas this year, because it's going to be a very different one for us when we get there. So, mm-hmm. And that we don't celebrate the birth of Christ anymore. So.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Like I said, Christians are really loosened up. Oh, no, that was in the intro. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, everybody. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons. Thanks so much for giving to the pod and getting a little more of the pod. That's Adam Bush.
Avril Griffiths.
Aubrey Antis.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Avery Starr.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Ibling.
Damaris Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Oh, that's my name. Well, the first part of it is. Jason and Francis Whites.
Jen Thirk.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Rivera.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Carlson. Go Mariners.
Nicole Carroz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Scott Elliott.
Steven Menya.
And Tiffany Payne.
Bye, everybody.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.